is not just a place on the internet where users can read more information about you. When set up properly, it can give you valuable insights into user behavior, so you can tweak your marketing campaigns and sell more. Hi, I'm Kabir, and through my series of episodes on digital marketing in plain English, I hope to make it easier for anybody to understand the nitty-gritties of this extremely powerful digital marketing technology, so you can use it to your advantage to grow yourself or your business. Okay, so back to the website business now. You know, when a website is properly set up, your website can tell you the following kind of information. For example, what products your visitors are interested in, even if they did not buy them. How do people find you? What are they looking for on the internet to get to your website or to get to you? What is the buyer profile of the user? What might be their other interests? For example, are they interested in technology? They like to watch movies, they like traveling, etc. All this information about the users that come to your site, this information you can get to know about them. What kind of technology devices they own? For example, what models of phone did they use when they visited your website? You know, this you could probably use to validate. So if you're selling something expensive on your website, and let's say you get people from high-end phones, like iPhones or expensive models of Samsung, you can validate that your marketing campaigns are working well, right? So the next you could find out is, how often do they come back and how long do they stay on your website? How did they come to know your website, about your website, for example, right? Did they come to know about your website through Google or through LinkedIn, through Facebook, through Instagram, through Pinterest? You know, what digital channel basically did they come to you, come to your website? Then you can also know, more importantly, you can also know people who bought something or signed up for your newsletters and which cities they came from, what social media channels they came from, and what kind of behavior people coming from specific social media channels exhibit. So for example, you can know that people who come from Facebook, more people come from Facebook and less come from Google, but the people who come from Google's ads, they end up buying more, right? So those kind of permutations, combinations also you can come to know. So basically the idea is, you can frame a question in your mind about your online business, and you can configure your website in such a way that you can find answers to those questions. And many of these questions and many more can be answered if the website has been set up properly. So besides just the information, you can also, for example, set up information to laser target ads on through your website. For example, people who may have put something in their shopping cart but did not buy can be shown a time limited, discount coupon as part of their ad, or, that could be sent to their email, so that loyal customers, and again, loyal customers who bought something can also be given some kind of a loyalty discount, right? People who are spending more than 1 minute, for example, on certain product specific pages can be shown specific types of ad with discount coupons, because they might be interested in these products, but probably looking at the price, they are not able to make up their mind. So again, many kinds of user behavior on your website can be studied, and tailor-made, personalized marketing campaigns can be created. So the possibilities are endless. But in order to achieve all this, the website, when launched, has to be set up properly with the proper tracking codes, with the proper pixels, right? So here's just a brief checklist of the items to take care of when either you are launching your website, or you're getting your website done through a third party or a developer. Just have this checklist given to them and ensure that all the items here are actually set up properly. For example, the number one could be that the Google Analytics is set up properly. Then next is a check for mobile compatibility. That means your website should be easily navigable on a mobile. Check for on-page SEO. That means the on-page SEO parameters should be set up properly. Check for indexing issues, which is also part of SEO. Check for page load times of your website. So your website should load fast on desktops and on mobile phones. you do a content review, no spelling mistakes, etc., you know, no factual errors, etc. Use the website and see the user experience is good. You are able to navigate to wherever you want to go easily in as few clicks as possible. Do a competitor analysis, compare your website to other competitors and see, you know, in case if yours is better than them or equally good or is they better than yours. Identify any broken links, very important. You know, check whether your website ranks for certain keywords that are important to you. So when somebody types something in Google, you know, your website ranks up. Then check for whether you've placed all the social media pixels on your website or not. So Google's, you know, remarketing pixel, Facebook pixel, Instagram pixel, LinkedIn pixel. These pixels will help you create personalized marketing campaigns for your customers, for people who visit your website. They could be, you know, they could be shown customized and personalized marketing campaigns. Some of the ones that we just discussed before, right? Audit third-party technologies that you're using. You know, you can use an SEO audit tool. And if you just, you know, take care of all these things, you'll be good to go to launch your website and be able to get immense amount of useful data to tweak your marketing campaigns to in order to improve them. So do take care of these things on your next, you know, when you're going to launch your next website. That will be all for now, and till then, till next time, take care.